This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. United States prepared to go on the offensive in cyberspace. President Trump signing a new national cyber strategy, calling for a more aggressive response to the growing online threat posed by other countries, as well as terrorist groups and criminal organizations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I think it is important that our adversaries know it and that publics know that our adversaries know it, is we have authorized offensive cyber operations.
Officials warn Russia and other adversaries like China, Iran, and North Korea may seek to use cyber means to interfere in the U.S. election in November. Lawyers for Christine Blasey Ford, who accuses U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her 36 years ago, says she wants to testify before a Senate panel next week, but only if her safety is ensured. Kavanaugh is President Trump's choice to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court created by the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy.
A great intellect, a great gentleman, an impeccable reputation, went to Yale, top student, went to Yale Law School, top student. So we got to let it play out. But I want to tell you, he is a fine, fine person.
A Reuters Ipsos poll shows a growing number of Americans say they oppose Kavanaugh for the high court. Some analysts believe this might prompt lawmakers from President Trump's Republican Party to move away from supporting Kavanaugh. Amnesty International has accused Nicolas Maduro's government of committing some of the worst human rights violations in Venezuela's history. Maduro government has not responded to Amnesty's accusations. This is VOA News. At least 79 people have drowned after a passenger ferry capsized in Lake Victoria in Tanzania. Officials say they expect the death toll to rise as the search progresses. Regional Commissioner John Magella said 37 people had been rescued, but some were in very bad condition. A U.S. federal court has indicted the son of the former president of Guinea and his wife for allegedly enslaving a young girl in their home in the U.S. city of Dallas, Texas, for 16 years. They were charged with forced labor and harboring an alien for financial gain. Neighbors had helped the girl escape in 2016. The couple faces up to 30 years in prison and a $500,000 fine if they are convicted. President Trump says the remains of two U.S. soldiers from the Korean War have been identified from among the 55 bodies repatriated from North Korea after his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore in June. We get more now from AP's Sagar Magani.
They're the first veterans identified from 55 boxes of remains handed over by North Korea. Army Master Sergeant Charles McDaniel from Vernon, Indiana, and Private First Class William Jones, who is from Nash County, North Carolina. The president calls them heroes and hopes their families can have closure. At the Korean War Veterans Memorial earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence said the returned remains provide hope.
Be a vanguard of what's to come.
The Pentagon says it hopes to begin talks with North Korea next month about resuming ground searches for more American remains. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. has imposed sanctions on Chinese military agency for buying Russian weaponry in violation of U.S. sanctions on Russia. These latest sanctions are the first time Washington has used sanctions to punish a buyer of Russian military weapons. Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang died today of a serious illness. He was 61. Quang hosted President Trump during his state visit to Vietnam last year. He was a career security officer, served as a member of Minister of Public Security before being elected president in April of 2016. Here in the U.S., with floodwaters receding in some places and still menacing others, people hard hit by Hurricane Florence less than a week ago are taking stock of their destruction. This man's house was virtually destroyed.
We just remodeled this house last year, and now everything's ruined. So, looks like we get to do it again.
In all, more than 30 people died from the storm, which forced millions from their homes. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.